Good evening.
Good evening. We'd like to welcome you to this concert. It is a celebration of swing. I think that those of us who love swing music are definitely children of another era, or many eras, and we revel in the music and the dance and the feelings from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. So we hope that you really enjoy sharing that love with us. And of course, it wouldn't be an Augusta concert without announcements. So, this one's actually not an announcement, it's just I didn't know it by heart. We do have guests with us at the college today, and taking a look at Davis and Elkins, and we would like to welcome you especially to join us for our concert.
Okay, I've also been asked to say that we do not permit photographs, except of me, of course. That's fine. Videos or taping of these concerts, and anyone who does so will have me singing in their tape recorder personally, and you don't want that. Anyway, so we ask for your cooperation on this. Mary?
I think that you will really enjoy our first performer. I think he could best be described as a fascinating gentleman. Emphasis on both words. He is a guitarist who also writes and sings. And in his home, he also has an incredible thing called the Guitar Ranch. If you're curious about that, you'll have to speak with him and find out what it's all about. Enjoy. You wanted to know his name? I got off to a good start, didn't I? Please welcome Mike Dowling.
Good evening. I didn't need to hear my name. I knew I was first on the list, so there wasn't any problem. You ask a musician what you should play for your first number when you come out, and he'd say, well, play a barn burner. I always was interested in that advice, because in the case that I get a barn burner, I'm going to play it. You have to wait a while. Tonight I'm gonna give a supper. We'll eat some food that's rare. And at the head of the table, I'm gonna place Brother Henry's chair. I'm gonna invite all the local big dogs. We're gonna talk, gonna laugh, gonna eat. And I'll scoop up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Today I'm going to the market, the French market, that's a large market. Gonna buy a whole lot of fish, old fish. That will thrill Brother Henry, 'cause fish is his special dish. You're gonna get a large can of molasses, so Henry will have something sweet to eat, something southern. And I'll rake up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Henry's not a drinker, he's not a boozer like me. He rarely takes a nip. Henry never needs a napkin, because the things that Henry eats don't drip. One day we had a banquet, folks, it really was a bake. We started off eating spare ribs of beef, and finished up eating steak. After the feast was over, Brother Henry just sat down like a gentleman and kept his seat. And I scooped up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. he's not a drinker, not a boozer like me. He rarely takes a nip. Henry never needs a napkin, because the things that Henry eats don't drip. One day we had a banquet, folks, it really was a bake. We started off eating spare ribs beef, and finished up eating steak. After the feast was over, Brother Henry just sat down like a gentleman and kept his seat. And I scooped up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a fruit man. Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's herbivorous. Henry doesn't eat no meat. But he loves the gristle. Oh, Henry, he doesn't eat no meat. Bopo, bo, bopo, bopo, zap, zado.
Thank you.
I know you've officially been welcomed, but let me say on behalf of all the musicians you're going to see tonight, all the musicians I've had the pleasure of playing with and hanging out with and talking with all week, extend a welcome from all of us as well. Here's another tune about a party. Well, whiskey, whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till he took you down, opened you up and passed you round. Well, John was the first one to take you down, had a little drink and he started to clown. He passed you to Hazel, Jane and Jack, Penelope got you, she passed you right back. Well, the doorbell rang and what did you see? But in walked Henry's friend Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low, they hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till he took you down, opened you up and passed you round. Killed your dad and I wanted another. Reached on the shelf and I grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. I reached up and got your brother gin. Well, Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, thinking that the party would last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line when the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, I opened you up and passed you round. They got real tight. All they want to do is just start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life, but he's over in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank got so drunk he could hardly see. Tried to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw, and that's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till he took you down, opened you up, passed you round. Well, I want to thank Liz Masterson and Mary Pat Cooney for, and all of the staff here for the great job they've done all week. And I'm going to send a tune out to them. Tune I played yesterday, by the way. This is a song my wife and I wrote when we spent some time in Nashville several years ago before moving out to Northwest Wyoming. And I'd say it goes something like this, but when you write your own song, you get to say it goes exactly like this. Well, your rags to riches story, you've been soaking up their glory. You've been climbing fast and never looking down. But before you start complaining how cloud nine's been a-raining, well, maybe you should take a look around. Buddies once upon a time, and then you took off on your social climb. But fortune only brought you misery, and now you're crying out for sympathy. It's lonely at the top. You telling me it's lonely at the top? Well, if this working man were you, he just enjoy the view, 'cause it's lonely at the bottom too. Yes, it's lonely at the bottom too. Well, you've been living up on Easy Street. We got trouble getting ends to meet. If you're tired of that grind, well, I could take your place, and buddy, you take mine. It's lonely at the top. Yes, it's lonely at the top. Well, if this working man were you, he'd just enjoy the view, 'cause it's lonely at the bottom too. Getting in the neighbor's tree, thank you. Climbing up to see what you could see. Well, now you're crying 'cause you need some help. Hey, everybody's got to help himself. It's lonely at the top, but not only at the top. Well, if this working man were you, just enjoy the view, 'cause it's lonely at the bottom. Lonely at the bottom. Well, it's lonely at the top, that's true. But it's lonely at the bottom, way down at the bottom. It's lonely at the bottom. Play one more tune and get ready for the next act. Duke Ellington song. Thank you. Thank you again.
That was beautiful. Well, Augusta Swing Week is a beautiful place. I've been coming for 6 years now, and I've made some of the most wonderful friends I've ever made here. I always feel warm and safe, well-loved, well-cared for, and the butt of many jokes. That's what makes it Swing Week. And one of the joys of Swing Week, of course, is meeting new friends and bringing them into this family. And one of our new friends is Simon Selman. Thought you might like to get to know him a little bit. Simon, would you tell us where you're from?
Well, if you haven't guessed already, I'm from London, England. Yeah. And it's quite interesting here. Thank you. It's quite interesting because I don't know if you have trouble understanding my accent, but I've been around some pretty interesting accents recently. You know, y'all come back now, you hear, and all these strange trash can and elevator, and it's got a bit different. So I thought it would be really nice if all of you learned to say something in my language of English. What do you think? Should we have a go? Good. Okay, so it's very simple. First of all, what do we breathe?
Air.
That's simple enough, isn't it? Air. That's what I said. Thank you. I do the jokes here. There's always one, and they're always in the front row. Okay, so that's what we breathe. And what do we have on top of our heads? Hair. And, no, that wasn't funny. No, that wasn't the joke. It's going to be a long night. Yeah. Okay. And where does a lion live? They're very good, you know. They're very good.
I knew that. I've known them for a while now.
Okay. So now, if we put our hand in the air like this, because this is a very English thing to do, everybody put your hands in the air like this. Actually, it should be the right hand. Sorry, right hand. Okay. And we repeat those three words together. And it sounds like, air. Oh dear. I don't think it worked. Air.
Groan.
That's how you say hello in English. Yes,
keep
Mary Pat, over to you.
Keep it moving, Simon.
You can practice it later, kids at home.
One of the lovely things about Swing Week is its eclectic nature. And the band that comes next is certainly a wonderful illustration of that. I want to tell you a little bit about the band leader, and maybe this time I'll remember to tell you his name. It's Joel Eckhouse is leading the band. He actually studied with Roy Smeck, who's known as the Wizard of the Strings. Woo! That's all the ukulele students.
What, the
oh,
two
that's
in the
right.
Front
no
row.
Ukulele jokes this week. But he also studied, interestingly enough, with a very well-known West Virginia composer, George Crumb. So I don't know if you knew that little tidbit, but you may get a little taste of what he learned in this upcoming set. Simon, would you like to tell us about the other folks in the band, please?
Well,
or at least
I was just
who
gonna
they are.
Tell you the names, actually.
Yeah.
Reading from left to right. Now, on accordion, we have Dan Newton. Give it up for Dan. On fiddle, Greg Durth. On bass, Bob Thomas. And as we like to say in England, on the piano, we have Steve Jones.
Enjoy. Of course, I forgot to tell you the name of the band. This is going to be my job tonight, forgetting to tell you things. Please welcome Ukulele Eck and the Fabulous Lacklusters. Woo!
Thank you. It gives me great pressure to be here tonight. playing on the same stage as a lot of great musicians and just playing the little ukulele here. I had one question to ask. Are there any musicians in the house tonight? Well, whether you're a musician or not, you'll be able to relate to the sentiment of this song. Whenever there's a party, I always get invited. And though the greeting's hearty, I never get excited. Because they always say to me, oh, won't you sing and play? But the minute that I start to sing, they think of things to say. They talk and laugh and shout until they drown me out. I love to sing for people when they talk, talk, talk. Oh, how I'd love to take them for a walk, walk, walk. I'd lead them to the river and stab them in the liver and throw them in and listen to them squawk, squawk, squawk. I wonder why they never bust a lung, lung, lung. I'd like to stop their necks up with a bung, bung, bung. The louder that I play, the more they have to say. I love to sing for people when they talk. I love to sing for people when they shout, shout, shout. No matter how I try, they drown me out, out, out. For hours they sit and guzzle. To me, they are a puzzle. They ought to have a muzzle on their snout, snout, snout. If they could read my mind, they'd get a big surprise to see the awful vengeance that I visualize. To jail I would be sent for criminal intent. I love to sing for people when they talk. Thank you. That was composed by a guy named Carson Robison, who was a cowboy singer in the vaudeville days. Also wrote all the words for Barnacle Bill the Sailor. Maybe not all the words that you know, but most of them anyway. Well, I'd like to bring out the first of the lacklusters here. On bass tonight, we have Mr. Oh boy, I can't remember his name now. Flash Destiny, that's right. So I studied with Mr. Roy Smeck, who was a vaudeville performer in the 1920s and 30s and went on to do USO shows and TV in the 40s and 50s. He played the ukulele, the banjo, the guitar, and the steel guitar. He was known as the Wizard of the Strings, and he's the composer of this tune, which is called Rockin' the Uke. Ready, Flash?
Here we go.
All right. One, two, one, two, three. Thank you. Rossers, come on out now. We've got a few other members of the band here to introduce now. On accordion, Mr. Squeeze Daddy-O. And on the violin tonight, Mr. Artisto Plagiarini. We are the fabulous Lacklusters. So here's a tune that was recorded in the 1930s by Louis Armstrong, and it has a very modern sentiment to it. We all live in very hectic times, and they were pretty hectic back then too, as this song will tell you. Why do you keep avoiding me? I confess it's annoying me. Honestly, it's so aggravating. Won't you tell me just what to do? When I ask for a kiss or two, you say no, not now, dear. Somehow, dear, you're always too busy for my loving. Too busy for my petting, that is all that I've been getting from you. What's more, and I'm not lying, I notice you've been trying hard to shake me, and it's making me blue. Well, I can't understand your actions, but I'll get my satisfaction. Don't you worry, just you wait and see, dear. Wait till you want me, honey, then it won't be so funny when I say that I'm too busy for you. Oh, what do you got to say there, Mr. Artista? We just wanted to point out that there are no six-string instruments on the stage this evening. Thank you. These are both tenor guitars, a kind of obscure instrument that was popular in the 20s and 30s and then seemed to disappear, but they're coming back now and appearing on eBay all the time. For much higher prices than they used to get. We're going to do a tune. I don't know if anybody was here then, but I played on this stage in about 1978 with a band called the Arm & Hammer String Band. And, I don't remember it, but it happened. And I used to play a lot of fiddle tunes with that band, and more tunes than I can possibly remember now. One day I was sitting around the house trying to recall one, and this tune just kind of came out of me. I don't know from where. It's called Curly's Rag. Pledgerini, Squeeze Daddy-O, Flash. Well, I'd like to bring out another guest tonight with the fabulous Lust Lackers. It's now my pleasure to introduce from the far off and exotic 19th century, please welcome Mr. Frederic Chopin. Fred and I were sitting around the ice house the other night, and he was playing something that was kind of interesting, so we got together and jammed on it for a while. And when we were done, I said, "What do you call that, Fred?" And he said, "That's Opus 10, number 3. Thank you.
I danced to a musical saw in my dreams. Oh no, that was last night. Simon?
You were sort of all cut up about it, weren't you? Oh,
perhaps
they get worse.
Perhaps you might want to just make the announcements.
Okay, I have some announcements to make. Just before I make the announcements, though, you know I travel to a lot of these camps in all different places. I'm off to Sweden and different places. And my mother, she always wonders what I get up to. So I promised her I'd do something for her. So I hope you'll indulge me. I know we're not meant to, but...
Smile.
That's for Mum, just so I can tell her where I've been and who I meet, and she knows what sort of nice people I'm mixing with. So, thank you. But don't try that at home, folks, because, you know, no photography, but I got away with it. Okay, right. Announcements. There is... This one's first, actually. There is a silent auction. Now, I wasn't going to tell you that. I was going to keep it a secret, but I thought you better know. It ends at the end of the intermission when the lights blink. So get your bids in now, going once, going twice, and all that sort of stuff. Get there for the auction. Okay, next announcement. The Augusta store is in the lobby. They moved the whole building into the lobby? That's impressive. Okay, they've moved the whole store, like the shop front, the windows, into the lobby, and during the intermission after show, you can... buy a little piece of brick or window or any part of the store, you know, the chairs and the tables, and take it home with you. That's really cool. This is America.
Simon, what that means is that you can go and buy CDs and tapes and other goodies that have been produced and performed upon by our artists.
I knew that.
But you knew that. I really,